Good morning. Today we're going to talk about pain and suffering and the difference between pain and suffering. And our guest today is Catherine Kerrigan. She's a medical intuitive healer, and Kat has written 8 books. Her latest book, which is this one, was number 1 on Amazon for 21 days. Her mission is to empower her clients to achieve exceptional levels of health and happiness, and we're going to find out how she does that. And you can get to her website, which is CatherineKerrigan.com, and find out more information. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Dr. Henderson, and thank you everyone out there for listening. And it's my prayer that this show really truly empowers you, so that you understand more about the way that your mind and body work together, so that you can overcome pain and suffering naturally and not get trapped in the cycle of drugs and addiction.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Most people have given their power away to other people, including physicians, who have got them started on oxycodone and codeine and other narcotics and well, we'll get into that. Okay, so define for me pain and then suffering.
So, Dr. Henderson and everyone out there listening, so pain is your physical experience. And as they say, and it's the truth, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. Suffering is your emotional experience. And I wrote this book for several reasons. Number one, the leading cause of death in America for people under 50 is now drug overdose. So we've had an epidemic of opioid addiction fueled by the drug companies and people who are taking advantage of people who are in pain and suffering. So as a medical intuitive healer, what I do is I empower people to learn how to overcome pain and suffering naturally. I do that this all day long, every day. So I felt that it was part of my life mission to really share my information. And when I'm working with a person and I'm reading your body, I read 5 levels. I read your physical body. You know what that is. That's your bones, your muscles, your organ systems. And then there's your energy body. Your energy body includes your breath, your acupuncture system, and your chakras. Then I read your emotional body. Now, emotions are crucial because emotions can shut down literally any process in your body. And whenever you're experiencing pain and suffering, one of the first questions you have to ask yourself is, what is the emotion? If I'm doing a healing to clear pain and suffering, we set the goal, and then the very next thing I do is identify what's the emotion or emotions that are causing this pain and suffering to be held in place. Because when we're healthy, you know, we experience these things and then they pass through us. But when you allow your emotions to take over, you can get stuck in pain and suffering. Then there's your mental body, which is your thoughts and your beliefs. And finally, there's your soul. Now, Dr. Henderson and I share something in common, which is that we both believe that the soul level is the most powerful level for you to work on when you are wanting to take advantage of natural healing. Why is this so important? Your soul controls your mind controls your emotions control your energy, and your energy controls your physical body. So by the time you have physical pain, whatever has been happening to you, it's been coming through your energy field into the physical. And when you want to shift your experience, you have to push it out, back out of your physical, through your energy body, through the emotional body, through the mental body, through the spiritual body, and all the way out of you. So working at that soul level, as you become stronger spiritually and have a stronger connection to God, then when you do experience pain and suffering, it can be more a temporary experience, and you can move through it with greater grace and ease.
Wow, that was a great analysis of how this works. But let me ask you, because I know that there's a lot of people out there that are listening to us today who don't understand what a medical intuitive is. Can you define it?
Absolutely. And thank you for asking. So basically, bluntly, I'm psychic, and I have chosen to use my spiritual gifts for the benefit of others, to empower other people to figure out what is wrong with you and what will actually work to make you better. Now, most of my clients, the average person who's come to see me, has been to at least 7 other practitioners. They've been to the doctor. They've been to the psychiatrist. They've been to the shaman, the naturopath, the physical therapist, the massage therapist, the acupuncturist, and so on. And what's unique about me is because I look at the body as having these 5 levels, when I do a medical intuitive reading, I'm reading what's happening in your physical body, what's happening in the energy body, what's happening in the emotions, what's happening in your mind, and what's happening on the soul level. So whenever you experience dis-ease, then it's happening to you literally on all 5 levels. And what happens is when we only work on one level, so for example, if you only go to the doctor, you may overlook other crucial aspects of yourself that are holding your dis-ease in place. Now, I have great respect for the medical profession. My father's a doctor, my grandfather was a doctor, my uncle was a doctor, and my brother's a doctor. I'm a medical intuitive healer. So basically, there's 2 parts of what I do. Number one is, in a nutshell, I help people figure out what's actually going on in their body. And secondly, I can figure out what will work to make you better. And I've done natural healing for 24 years. I'm a master healer. I have a very big menu. And I work with people all over the world by phone, by Skype, and by Zoom video conference. And the books that I write are really to empower people, because so many people, they call me and they say, I've got this problem. And it's like, okay, well, you know, if you can heal it naturally, you're going to be far better off. Dr. Henderson talks about alcohol and drug addiction. But one of the big addictions that we have now that we're facing is addiction to prescription medication. And I do believe that most doctors go into the profession because they truly want to be of service, and they truly, from their soul, want to relieve pain and suffering. But you've got to take your power back. When you really want to be healthy, you learn the way your body works. You understand how your mind and your emotions affect what's going on with you physically. And as you learn how to take better care of yourself, you feel more empowered. And when you experience disease, you're going to move through it much more quickly, much more easily. And one of the things that I talk to my clients about is, and I talk about this in my book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering. If you study the way people think, healthy people think very similarly to wealthy people. So wealthy people value their money. Healthy people value their health. Wealthy people build their money. Healthy people build their health. So when you're a healthy person, you don't just wait until the doctor tells you that you have cancer or that you end up, you know, on the floor with a heart attack. Healthy people realize that as you take good care of your body and you understand this mind-body connection, that you're actually going to be able to serve at a higher level. When I take excellent care of myself, then I'm a better mother, father, daughter, son, friend, employee, leader. So when you take care of your physical vitality, everything that God put you here on earth to do, you can do it with much more grace and power versus if you neglect your health, like people who, you know, wait till they're 65 and it's like, oh my goodness, maybe I should have been saving for retirement. You know, you build your health, you build your wealth, and it's the same mindset. And if you're not good at being healthy or you're not good at being wealthy, one of the things that you can do is be around people who are extremely healthy or wealthy and notice the way that they think, because it's all a mindset. And as you learn how to build your health, you can learn how to build your wealth and vice versa. It's all the same way of thinking. It's long-term thinking. You know, for myself, for example, I fully expect to live to my mid-90s, at least. So I save money. I take care of my health. When I'm taking vitamins or exercising or meditating or practicing yoga or resting, I'm thinking about maintaining my health so that I can feel fabulous throughout my lifetime, so that I can be of service, so that I can fulfill my dharma, so that God can work through me much more easily than if I was lying in bed incapacitated from dis-ease.
Catherine, if someone listening today has this issue, and I'm sure most all of them do, how do they get a copy of your great book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering?
So The Difference Between Pain and Suffering you can find on Amazon. And because I'm very mindful that a lot of people don't like to read these days, I believe 5 of my books are available as audiobooks. So you can download the audiobooks usually for less than $5 and listen to them. This particular book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering, however, is you may want to get the paperback and or the ebook, because the back has an appendix with the 41 yoga exercises that I use most often to help people get out of pain. I've taught yoga for 21 years. I'm a master yoga teacher. And so I can also analyze people's body, or if they have back pain or knee pain or shoulder pain, there's really simple things that you can do to maintain your body and also get out of pain and suffering really easily. And this is especially important as we age. As you age, you know, it's kind of like the difference between having a new car and a 10-year-old car. A 10-year-old car may work just fine, but it may require more maintenance. And as we age, we definitely require more maintenance in order to maintain the vitality that we need in order to perform at our very best.
Kat, how do they get to your website?
My website is KatherineKerrigan.com, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, last name Kerrigan, C-A-R-R-I-G-A-N.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter. I write newsletters about how you can empower yourself to be healthier and happier naturally without drugs. And also while you're there, I offer free 15-minute consults. So you're welcome to give me a ring and discuss with me what's going on. But I'm really passionate, because when people get hooked on drugs, a lot of times you get the message from a doctor that if you're prescribed a drug, you need to be on this forever, whether it's a thyroid medicine or an antidepressant or a sleeping medicine or a pain medicine. And just realize that the more that you understand about how to take care of yourself, the less dependent you will be on medication, and that will have a long-term beneficial effect for you. Again, the problem with medications is that so many of them have multiple side effects. And your doctor, from his or her heart, may truly want the best for you, but realize every time you take a drug that you're affecting other organ systems in your body. And a really common piece of homework that I give all my clients is, if you are prescribed any medication, go to the web. And there's a great website called rxlist.com. When you go to rxlist.com, you can look up side effects of individual medications. However, the average person who's on a drug is usually on multiple drugs, and frequently their medical doctors, they may see this doctor for this and that doctor for that and another doctor for this, and there's no communication between the medical professionals about how all these various medications are affecting your body. So there's another great website, Epocrates.com, And when you go to epocrates.com, you can list in all of your medications and learn how all these different drugs are interacting. So the drug interactions are a major cause of problems. So when I, again, I'm very compassionate with my clients. So again, if you're listening, just realize that I'm not judging you. What I'm here to do is to empower you so that you understand how to take better care of yourself so that you're less reliant on drugs and surgery in order to feel better.
Would you spell that last website, Hippocrates?
Yes, absolutely. It's epocrates.com. And it's a wonderful website because, again, many people are, it's also an app that you can download to your smartphone. So, and it has information about how your drugs are interacting. Many times when I'm doing medical intuitive reading, what I find is that the symptoms that people are experiencing are a side effect of their medication. So you just have to realize that although you may take a medicine to feel better, that more than likely it's going to be affecting multiple other organ systems. Some drugs may have as many as 500 side effects. And so, again, it's very crucial that if you are taking medications that you become an informed consumer and you understand how your drugs are affecting you. And some of the drugs are actually lethal. For example, many of the antidepressants, one of their side effects is depression. Two of my 8 books that I wrote are all about how to heal depression without drugs. I believe something like 12% of American adults are now on antidepressants. So again, you know, we're facing serious health problems, not just physical, but mental, emotional. And the more that we can turn to natural healing, the better you're going to feel. And the more power you're going to experience over your own destiny.
Back years ago, when I was practicing internal medicine, I would get clients that would come in that would have complaints of depression. And because of the advertising and everything at that time, they would be asking for Prozac. And I said, you know what? You're not depressed because you're low on Prozac. Your body doesn't necessarily need another drug in it. Try this. Go out and every day, for the next 30 days, do something to help somebody that's worse off than you are. And don't look to get paid for it or to get any secondary gain from it. And then come back in 30 days. And you know what happened? Any guess?
They feel so much better.
Yeah.
And you know, this is so true, Dr. Henderson, because one of the 3 main ways that we can be happy in life is through life meaning. So when you find ways to make your life more meaningful by contributing to, you know, the benefit of others, you're going to feel better. So it's absolutely so true. And as a society, we really need to turn to natural healing because so many of the side effects of the antidepressants are actually violent. And it's a touchy subject, and we don't mean to blame anyone or judge anyone, but as a society, we need to do a much better job of educating people about natural alternatives that actually work. So, for example, meditation. You're not going to kill anybody. You know, you're not going to go on a violent rampage and shoot up a movie theater after meditating. And meditation has been proven to be as effective as many of the psychiatric medications. So, again, we need to really learn and embrace these natural healing remedies And many of them are free, and you can do them without any prescription.
Absolutely. So, finalizing on that story, when the patients started coming back after 30 days and everything, most all of them said, "Doctor, I'm not depressed anymore. I don't need Prozac. Thanks for that type of treatment." And that's just one example of what you can do possibly other than take a pill. So the next thing that I was curious about was, you said that you're a psychic. When in your life did you find out that you had some psychic abilities? How did that come on?
That's a great question, and it's a common one that I get. In my book, again, I've published 8 books, and my book, Unlimited Intuition Now, explains to you how your psychic gifts work and how you can do a better job really listening at the soul level. Because it's my belief that our psychic gifts are actually your soul speaking to you. And I joke with clients, you know, God only has to hit you over the head when you're not paying attention. And when we listen carefully to our soul guidance, then, you know, you have to understand that God and your angels are always guiding you 24/7. There is never a single moment in your life when you're not under complete divine protection and soul guidance. So to answer your question, this is sort of a funny story. When I was 6 years old, my family lived in London, England. And my father, as I mentioned, was a medical doctor, and he was doing his residency there. And it was Easter time, and my little brother's birthday was about that time. And so my parents organized an Easter egg hunt for my little brother. Well, what was funny about that was that there was a lot of discussion about the golden egg. And my parents hid the golden egg, and, you know, it was a Cadbury golden egg, and it was one of those big chocolate eggs wrapped in gold foil. So when they hid the golden eggs, and all the eggs, they told me and my little brother, I was 6 and he was 3, "Well, go hide in the house. We don't want you to see where the eggs are hidden." And so the day of the party rolls around. They open the door to the back garden. I walked out, and I walked directly, immediately to the golden egg. And my parents, the first thing they assumed that I had cheated. But I hadn't. I had been hiding. My little brother and I hid together in a room while my parents hid the eggs. But I was so determined to get the golden egg that I just walked right out and got it. And so I was spanked at the time, and it was only upon reflection, people would ask me that story, that I realized that was like my first known recollection of using my intuition and my soul guidance to go get what I want. But, you know, my parents didn't believe me. They just assumed that I had cheated, so I was spanked. And what I realized upon reflection, that the real golden egg that I discovered that day was my own intuition and the importance of listening at the soul level.
Well, that's interesting that to start off your career, you had that experience with pain and suffering.
Well, yeah, so what I do now is I use my intuition to read people's bodies and to help them figure out, you know, the natural healing remedies that will work to make them better. So as I mentioned, I have 24 years experience in natural healing. I've studied natural healing from virtually every perspective that I could think of. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a nutritionist. I've taught yoga and Qigong for 21 years. 22 years now, Qigong, I think 17 years now, I'm a kinesiologist, and I do all sorts of flower essence work, and as I mentioned, I work with clients all over the world, and it's really my passion, because so many people are truly stuck, and they are suffering, and they've tried many, many things, So the average person who comes to me has seen at least 7 other practitioners, and they really are puzzled about why, you know, their healing program isn't working. And most of the time, it's not working because whatever practitioner has been working with them or practitioners, they're only working on one level. They're only working on the physical level, or only working on the emotional level, or only working on nutritional or energetic. But what I find is that when you work on all 5 levels of your being at the same time, the physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual, then you superpower your healing, and you can get better really, really fast. So I absolutely love what I do. I feel that I'm doing what God has called me to do, and I'm very passionate about it. And many of my clients have been sick for decades, so it's incredibly rewarding to watch people feel better and to overcome pain they never thought possible. I remember a couple of years ago, a lady came to me who had back pain. And in her first session with me, she burst into tears. She had been suffering from back pain for like 2 years and had worked with a physical therapist every week and done all this stuff, and she didn't even think it was possible for her to get better. So you have to understand that when you work on all 5 levels all at once, because you're a multifaceted individual, you can get better. So if you're listening and you feel hopeless, just realize that there is hope, and more than likely there are solutions in areas that you haven't even thought of.
I'm interested in asking you, have you had a client or more than one client who your intuitive sense did not give you anything? And if that's the case, can you tell me a reason why that would happen?
That's a really good question. So I do, probably like you, Dr. Henderson, I do all my work prayerfully. So what does that mean? It means I pray for my clients and about my clients. And I do believe that as practitioners, no matter what your profession is, when you pray for and about the people that God has put in front of you, that you're going to be given the information that they need at that time. So the answer is no, I haven't had an experience of not having the information that people need. I did work years ago with a young man. He was probably 15 years old, and he was in the throes of his drug addiction, and I was not able to help him, but I did help his mother understand what was going on. But he was, as you know, there's different stages of drug addiction, and at certain stages, they're not going to listen to you. And sometimes people have to go through further suffering or experience a spiritual breakdown before they can have a breakthrough in order to receive the help that they actually need.
I just thought of something that speaks to what you said previously. I had really severe back pain a few years back, and it was caused by nerves coming out of my spine that were being impinged upon by bone. And
that sounds awful.
Yeah, and the result of that was that I needed to have surgery in order to take the pressure off them. But there was a time when the doctors gave me a really strong narcotic called Dilaudid, and I would have to take it every 2 hours in order to get out of bed and to do my work and everything. So that was an example of what is often happening to people these days with pain. Maybe they don't get that strong a narcotic, but oxycodone and other drugs are prescribed in increasing amounts every day with the increasing problems of drug overdose and trying to get a cheaper narcotic like heroin, which causes a lot of drug overdoses. But getting back to my story, so the drug would take care of the pain for a little bit, but then it would come back. And, you know, there was one thing that I found that I could do that would get rid of the drug as long as the pain, as long as I was doing it. And that is, I like to sing gospel music. Mm-hmm. And I have a setup in my bedroom where I can do that. And whenever the pain came on, and I could go over there and start singing gospel songs, the pain would go away completely. Like, it wouldn't even be there at all until I stopped. And that kind of comes back to what you were talking about, taking care of problems on different levels. And this was getting close to a God level, a way of getting rid of pain. So I just thought it would be interesting to tell you that story.
Yeah, and you know, the reason that works, and if you're listening and you don't remember anything I'm going to say except for this, remember this. All illness or dis-ease is slowed down vibration. And you've experienced that if you've ever been in a hospital or a nursing home. You know, you just feel like you walk into a nursing home, you've been there for 5 minutes. It's like you look at your watch, it's like, oh my God, I've only been here like 5 minutes and it feels like 2 hours. So all illness or dis-ease is slowed down vibration. So you ask yourself, what can I do to shift my vibration? What can I do to lift my vibration? And when you turn to spiritual solutions and you lift your vibration, you can frequently shift out of the pain and shift out of the dis-ease. So, you know, one of the problems with all these drugs is that it's so easy to get addicted. And OxyContin, not only is it a gateway drug for heroin, which is terrible, it also sets you up for a degeneration of your brain. It sets you up for depression and dementia and anxiety. So whatever problems you have can be exacerbated by taking these pain medications. So once again, the more you can learn to turn to natural solutions, the better off you can be. If you're listening, realize that I'm not judging you. I'm wanting to empower you. I'm wanting to help you take your power back and to alleviate suffering much more easily so you don't go down this slippery slope. I saw a client yesterday who was a young man, very sensitive person, and he took one dose of an illegal drug 4 years ago, and he's been suffering ever since. So he became my client. It completely whacked out his energy system. He said he spent a small fortune on natural supplements and vitamins trying to make himself feel better. That didn't do anything. So you have to realize that you may be one of those unfortunate persons. You take even one dose of a drug, and it completely changes your life for the worse. So the more you understand what to do when you experience pain and suffering, the more power you'll have over your health destiny and even over your long-term well-being.
And I have experience with people who have taken a drug once and it killed them. So if you think that, you know, you can get away with taking illegal drugs, think again. And a caveat that I have for you is if you've got pain and you go to the doctor and he gives you a narcotic, OxyContin or something, don't take it over 7 days, period. Because the more days you take it, the more likely you are to not be able to stop taking it. So go see Catherine, call her up or go to her website, let her help you with an alternative to what's happening, which is terrible right now. Our country is getting so many cases of death by prescription and or illegal narcotics. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 175 deaths per day. So it is something that we really need to give our attention to.
Absolutely. So, and as we do this, you're empowering yourself, and you're also empowering your entire family. So, you know, some of these things that you can do don't even cost any money. So, again, if you pick up my book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering, what I've done is I've described for you in great detail everything that I recommend for people on the physical level and on the body level and on the nutrition level. And then I talk about the energetic level. And these are all things that you can do, how you can use breath work to release pain and suffering. On the emotional level, I have a chapter on a medical intuitive healer's guide to healing a broken heart. On the mental level, and then finally on the soul level, and then it has an appendix, again, with the 41 yoga exercises that I use most often. So basically, this is a handbook that you can use to get out of pain and suffering naturally without drugs.
Well, I really recommend that everybody get a copy of your book if they're having problems with pain. Go to your website. And, you know so much about this from a non-drug level that it's really refreshing to talk to you and listen to what you have to say. And we're really honored by your presence on the program today, and I hope it goes viral and people from all over the world can start thinking about the other things that you can do for pain and your suffering other than taking drugs. So thanks so much for being on the show, Kat.
Well, thank you, Dr. Henderson. And just if you're out there listening, realize that there is hope and that there are things that you can do. The worst thing in the world, I'm always listening to clients. I listened to a lady recently lying in bed, going to the doctor. She gets out of the bed once a week to go get injections from her doctor. So there is hope, and you can heal yourself naturally, and you can feel better. So thanks so much for listening.
Okay. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.